Operators of this country's mass transit systems have beefed up security in the wake of last month's train bombings in Madrid and after a U.S. government warning of possible attacks this summer. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It's the public in public transportation that makes the system so attractive a target, says security analyst Brian Jenkins.
Trains, subways, buses are ideal targets. They offer terrorists easy access and escape. Crowds and contained environments are especially vulnerable to conventional explosives, as we saw in Madrid, or unconventional weapons, as we saw in the attack on Tokyo subways.
Transportation systems have heeded the warnings of a possible attack. Some stations in Washington's Metro Rail system, for instance, which moves some 800,000 commuters a day, have been equipped with high-tech sensors to detect possible chemical or biological contaminants. Metro Transit Police Captain Timothy Granau says security was ramped up again after Madrid.
We have increased our patrols. We've reassigned certain administrative officers to key stations during peak hours. You'll see members of our service response team out there with automatic weapons on various occasions, sweeping certain trains, going car to car.
One step authorities say is crucial is to enlist the help of passengers to spot suspicious persons or packages and to notify authorities. Washington has such a program, as does New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA spokesman Tom Kelly.
Any number of people will joke about what is odd in New York City. We have found, though, since we've instituted this program of if you see something, say something, that we've received a number of people have come over and alerted police or trained personnel.
Security analyst Jenkins of the Mineta Transportation Institute at San Jose State University says such steps are useful and that other measures could be taken.
We can probably do a lot more with through the design of vehicles and facilities to eliminate hiding places, to facilitate surveillance, to reduce casualties, to facilitate emergency response and evacuation.
A step no one is recommending for now is widespread screening of passengers as commercial airlines do. Amtrak is going to be experimenting with some limited screening, but the costs and logistics make the idea impractical for mass transit, says William Millar, president of the American Public Transportation Association.
We're talking about over 32 million times a day that people board. Compare that with our nation's airlines, where only about 2 million times a day do people board.
Millar says transit agencies could, as he puts it, wisely invest up to $6 billion for more radios, security cameras, police training, and fences around rail yards. But he says the Bush administration has been slow to fund such initiatives.
So far, the Department of Homeland Security really hasn't made very much money available. Only about $115 million over two fiscal years, and there are no plans for earmarking money in the president's 2005 federal budget for public transportation security.
Department of Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson says his agency has given communities money for security improvements, leaving it to them to determine how best to spend it. A Senate committee yesterday approved a measure that would provide some $1.2 billion, largely for rail safety improvements. A separate measure would provide $500 million for mass transit security. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.